West Georgia's first news on this Tuesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. A great turnout and a lot of support for Monday's Birdies for Braxton Celebrity Golf Tournament at the Mirror Lake Golf Course in Villarica, hosted by the Braxton Dollar Foundation. The tournament named in honor of the son of Jeff and Kim Dollar, who lost his life to cancer. Here's Jeff Dollar.
A lot of people don't think about how hard that journey is, what a predicament the mom and the dad's on. That's one thing we kind of feel like we provide. So if that dad makes the decision that I'm going to go be there with my family and I'm going to be with my son and he loses his job, we help them through that. So we make sure that they don't lose everything.
And among the sports celebrities participating in Monday's fundraiser, former Atlanta Brave John Rocker.
Jeff and Kim have huge hearts and have done a heck of a job, not just with this event, but throughout the year. I mean, Jeff takes cancer kids and kids with terminal illnesses on hunting trips. Probably half a dozen times a year. He was in North Carolina last week taking 6-7 kids on a bear hunt, then went on a raccoon hunt a couple of days ago with some cancer kids. So he's always giving back to these kids and just trying to give them experiences and make their life a little more palatable.
The foundation's and the event's namesake passed away in June of 2018 at the age of 6 following a 16-month battle with a highly aggressive brain tumor. Carroll County students can now train for basic jail officer certification thanks to a partnership with the Carroll County Sheriff's Office. School system and county officials cut a ribbon last week on the program, which is offered at the Systems College and Career Academy South Campus. Students in the law and public safety pathway have the opportunity to participate in training and certification during the spring semester. College and Career Academy South Principal Lisa Puckett said students receiving the Basic Jail Officer Certification from the Georgia Peace Officer Standards and Training Council are eligible to work at any jail in Georgia but will be encouraged to apply locally. 17 students are scheduled to participate during the spring semester. A nonprofit program dedicated to assisting the homeless population in Villarica has closed its doors for good. Officials with the Villarica Mission Alliance have said that they feel their work has largely been accomplished in that year and a half that it has been open. They say while there remains a need for food banks, a need that is being met by multiple organizations in the community, the number of homeless needing and wanting help from the Alliance has been reduced so dramatically that the program is no longer needed. And the Community Foundation of West Georgia releasing its annual report on Monday. Numbers that confirm West Georgia is a giving community. Foundation taking in $4.3 million in donations in 2022, and 535 different nonprofits in Carroll, Harrelson, and Heard counties received funds, scholarships, or grants from donors. The foundation has granted $116 million since its opening in 2003. In the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.